This is Bishop Patterson coming to you from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. We invite you to come and obey the Word of God as it's preached. If you would, bow with us in prayer. Now that we are free, the devil wants to sift us like wheat. But I've set to my seal how true God is. I've been praying for you. Because I've had some rough moments. Them that had to go to a physician, I'm glad God delivered you. Them who are praying that God bring them peace, I'm glad peace has come to you. The enemy want to sift us and take the best part and leave us with nothing, but I'm determined. Remind yourself of what the Word has already said. He has sealed us to the day of redemption. Remind us of what the scripture has said to us, that he was a healer. And that he is a savior. Let's remind ourselves of what the scripture. In the time of trouble, he said he'll be there. And peradventure that we made our bed in hell, he said, even there, he'll come even there. We thank him that we can't give up, so we've got to press on. The church has been delivered. And we are going to continue. Because the scripture says, I've got to go to the end. So the middle doesn't matter. Because I'm going to go back to God. When he takes the breath that he gave me for this life, I'm going to give up the ghost, but I'm going to gain something. I'm going to gain eternal salvation because someone prayed for me. Someone washed out over my soul, and I'm thankful. Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. Because we see we've been kept. I want to thank you for your almighty hands that has guided us and watched over us. I want to thank you when our feet had not slipped. That it came to me your word that says, now unto him that is able. I want to thank you, Lord, that you was able. That you kept us. Hallelujah, God, I want to thank you for your healing virtue. I want to thank you for your saving power. I want to thank you, Almighty God, that I find myself under the shadow of your almighty wings. I want to thank you that your wings covered me. I want to thank you that your hands held me. I want to thank you that your name, that you answered to it. I want to thank you, Almighty God, that I find myself thankful. I find myself grateful that you are a wise God. You are always there for me. I want to thank you at the name, hallelujah, at the calling of your name, that you are there. Jesus, I want to thank you. Jesus, that you left it. Jesus, I want to thank you that all power was put in it. Jesus, I praise you. I glorify you. I honor you. I want to thank you. I want to praise you. How you kept the church. How you provided for the church. How the church, my God, is in good hands. I want to thank you for the angel that you put in the way. I want to thank you, Almighty God, how he come by just when I needed the most, when I look like I'm about to faint. I want to thank you, hallelujah, God, how you send them. You are worthy to be praised, that you had a thought about me, that you say you won't leave yourself without a witness. I want to thank you for the witness today, because you didn't leave yourself without one. Let me thank you for the witness that came by when I needed it, that said you was a healer. Let me thank you for the witness that came by when I needed it, that said you was a comforter. Let me thank you for the witness that came by when I needed it and told me that I was sealed to the day that you come back for your church, and I can say with the witness, amen, amen, amen. I can say with the witness, you kept the church. I can say with the witness, amen, you are a healer. I can say with the witness, you are a savior. I can say, hallelujah, God, that you've been keeper. You've been keeping us. You kept the church. I want to thank you. I praise you. We glorify you. And when I know you're going to come back for us. No spots. No wrinkles. I know such thing. I agree with the witness that I can say you kept me. I can say you kept me. I can say I've been with you all the time. I want to thank you that you showed me how to get back to you. I want to thank you for safekeeping. I want to thank you for your grace and your mercy that has endured till right now. And when hallelujah started ringing, my voice would be in the hallelujah. My voice would be in the thank you. I praise you. I glorify you. I honor you in your precious name. Amen.
We pray for those souls who hasn't made it quite in, that God would bring them in. We're still praying for those souls that have left God, they'll find their way home. Because the light of the word is still here to guide. We're praying that they will see the portal and the Lord will see them turning and he will run after them and prepare a feast for them also. We're thanking God that his word is still true, for we have been baptized in his name. We have been filled with the Holy Ghost. And he has made us free. And he said, if we are free, we are free indeed. And we are free now at last. Because the gospel has made us free. We're not worried about dying. We're not worried about anything. Because we are contending with God that he is able to do abundantly of all we can ask or think. Amen. And I know he will, because I'm going to hold on to see. I'm going to hold on to Jesus. And you hold, because he will deliver you. Because he said he would. And stay free, because Christ has made you free. Don't get entangled with the cares of this life. Stay free. This is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the church that is called by his name. This is the church of his faith, of them that believe as the scripture hath said. This is the church that after 3 days came up out of the ground and began to draw men unto it. And we want to thank God for how the apostles laid down this gospel in the land. And through the time of darkness, God spoke to a man and gave him this gospel. And it has continued in the evening time until now, that I am a witness that this gospel must be preached. The kingdom must be preached. And it is my desire, and what I shall do is preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. No matter if men accept it or not, we will preach the gospel. We will preach what the scripture says. And we advise you to obey what the scripture says. For in it you will find life, if you believe what the scripture says. Stay free. It is amazing that men will not do what the scripture says, but they will find a way to justify themselves. And in finding a way to justify themselves, they go out of the word. The salvation of souls is laid out in the word as to how to save yourself. Amen. We were warned about the wickedness of the generations. And since that word was spoken, generations have come more wicked than what was. But in the word, we can find a way to save ourselves if we obey. From the beginning, the reason we have an issue is because someone went against what God said. And then in trying to blame it on others, say, well, it was the woman you gave me, or it was the serpent. You might as well come to the conclusion it was you. Because the scripture said, I set before you good and life, death and evil. But in God's infinite wisdom, it did not leave it to you to make the wrong choice. He suggested that you choose life. And when we look at the book, the scriptures that we have, we can't deal with what we don't have. We can deal with what we have. If we can live up to that, we will do good. But if we look at the book, we'll find that the world is always going to be contrary to what is written. But we're thanking God for how he has enlightened us and revealed some things to us that has been shut up for ages. But he's letting us walk up the halls of wisdom, not man's wisdom. Because any fool can say they have wisdom. But I'm talking about the wisdom of the word. Because the man said, I sought it all. And he said, I found out it is all vanity and vexation of the spirit. But when we look at the scriptures, we shall not be condemned if we can find what we're doing in the scriptures. Amen. My colleague called me with some other friends on the line the other day because he calls me every Monday to find out what the spirit said, but can't get him to come and hear it for himself, but he calls to get a recap from me every Monday. He calls, Patterson, what did the Holy Ghost give you? He wants to know whether or not There was a stomp down service. But when he asked what time he got out of service, he said, "Patterson, how much talking do you do?" He said, "It takes you all of that?" He said, "When we go in at 9, we out by 10:30. I said, "Not here." So when his friend was on the phone, he said, "Well, what takes so long?" So I said, "Well, when you go to work, you punch in at 8. Are you punching out at 9:30? I said, "You serve yourself and the world for 8 hours without complaining. And you're going to give God an hour and a half. He got to do all he's going to do that first day. He's going to do it in an hour and a half because you gone." Look at the paycheck. Look what God is going to give us for serving him all the days of our lives. And look what the man is going to give you, because the government is going to take most of it. He takes more than 10%. God only asked for 10.
Amen.
But however, when I gave the friend that speech, he said, "Now, Patterson, that makes sense. That we are so in a hurry when we come to serve the Lord, that we're ready to go in an hour and a half." But the scripture gave me some help when I went to an apostle preaching and a man fell, because the apostle was preaching so long. The man fell asleep and fell dead.
Amen.
And I pointed him to the word. I said, "The man of God didn't stop preaching because the man fell dead. He had been preaching for quite some time. But the service didn't turn out because the man fell dead." The man of God stopped for a moment, brought the man back, and went right back to preaching. Now you say, "Patterson, that's the truth." But today he's at some Baptist church and going to call me tomorrow to find out what the Spirit said. But that's how the world is. They want to know what the scripture says, but when it comes to doing it, they don't want no pause of doing it.
Amen.
The Lord has given us a great knowledge of him, and we are grateful for it, that before he could dwell in flesh and blood, he had to remove something that he had told the serpent. Between the seed and the seed of the woman, he had to remove some things. And once he got the victory over death itself and raised up something out of the ground, he said, "I can now draw all men unto me." And when you look at how he removed that enmity that was between us, that should make the church rejoice. Because that thing is no longer there that is contrary to God. But then he began to talk about the carnal mind. And that mind is a mess. It'll want to take you back to the foolishness, but you have to fight the fight of faith. My desire was to just come and tell you, believe on the Lord as the scripture said.
Yeah.
Because if you believe what the scripture says, he said, "Then out of your belly shall flow rivers of water."
Amen.
And he didn't leave it to you to figure out what you mean by this water. He said, "I'm talking about the Holy Ghost."
Yeah.
And after that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. My God, you should have some power now.
Amen.
You should have power over issues. And I know God is going to give me the victory over all things. I just believe he will. I don't care how my mind sometimes wander, but the Holy Ghost is always there to come back, say the scripture said.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And this morning I got a reminder when I was poking around and said, well, I'm going to wait till the foolishness is over. And then I'm going to go talk to the church. But I missed it. But you know, I'm glad that the church is strong enough. When you hear foolishness, you know how to deal with it. Amen. You've been taught well.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
But someone in their nice way say you the one need to deal with it. But I'm like the anointed one said, he said, if I come, I'm going to come too harsh. And that's not my desire to see anyone lost. My desire is to see everybody saved. That's God's desire, but we both know it ain't going to be that way. We know a whole lot of folks are going to go to hell. He made hell expandable. He just didn't make it one size. It'll take whatever load comes. But I'm here to tell you that you must obey what the scripture says. Don't try to find a way. And you're going to research and try to find some help for your issue. There is no help for it.
Amen.
As the scripture says. Amen. It is something when you have separated yourself. And you say that you are a Nazarite. That just some things you don't do.
Amen.
When you have sanctified yourself. And saying, all of my days, I'm going to stay holy unto the Lord. There's just some things you just don't do. But the scripture. How can you have once walked in truth? And then you forget all of that and say, the truth that I lived was not the truth. I tell you, if it's anything beyond what we preach, there is no truth in the land.
Amen.
Because we preach what the scripture said.
Amen.
You can't believe that there is one God one day, and then all of a sudden you are enlightened, and you now believe there's three, and when you believe there was one, you were in darkness. The scripture says, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord.
Amen.
He said, I stretch forth the heavens alone and spread abroad the earth by myself. He said, if I don't save you, you're not saved.
Amen.
If I don't deliver you, you're not delivered. If there is no other savior.
Amen.
He said, there are no gods before me and there are not going to be any gods after me. So if you get to one God, you can't get to say there's two because he said it's not going to be any gods after me.
Amen.
So I think the truth of the matter was when you believe there's one God.
Amen.
What bears it out is what the scripture says.
Amen.
There was no apostles at Jesus' death. They were gone. He said, go to Jerusalem. They didn't stand around to see what was going on. They didn't stand around and say, give us the body and let us bear it. Someone else did that.
Amen.
He didn't go in the tomb at no dead body. He called Lazarus out of it.
Amen.
Walking by a procession with a woman's child on the brow, he touched the thing. The child opened his eyes and went on.
Amen.
The church separates itself from such. And even in the vow of the Nazarite, he said, don't defile yourself for mama, father, brother, or sister going at a dead body. Why? You are separated unto God. You are holy. You are sanctified.
Amen.
Even under the Jewish law, you were unclean for 7 days if a body dropped dead suddenly by you. But what do you expect from them? You expect them to be living holy like we are living holy? You should expect them to be changing everything that they believed. What's your expectation that someone who left God can live by what God's commandments are?
Amen.
How do you expect for someone who has gone backwards to be moving forward? Oh, thou man of God, why is it in your mind that these folks are going to live holy like the scripture said?
Amen.
But in my mind, you think that someone would live something. If you lived it so long, you just can't do something. Look, I don't do that. Even if you're backslide, say, look, I ain't going to go smoke no pot. Why a holy person going to say, I'm going to go, since I'm backsliding, I'm going to go try pot. I'm going to try LSD. I'm going to try some drugs. There's just some things. Just, look, I've never been a liquor drinker. If I backslide, I won't be a liquor drinker. Why go pick up all this foolishness that I've never been in? He said, but why do you expect people who are not living by the word to do right? I don't know. I guess I just have an expectation that they're going to live holy. He said, all right, there's a hearse. There's a hearse parked out at, he said, he won't call it a church. He said, at the worship, their worship house. I said, I need to see it for myself to believe it. And when I saw it, the scripture said, when the revelation of God came to the man of God and he said, funerals we won't have. We are separated unto God. We're going to move on. We're going to sanctify ourselves and receive the Holy Ghost and move on in God. I did expect them to say, since they are Christians, that they will follow Christ. But a lot of folks say they are Christians and don't follow Christ. They'll start a religion. I had a man doing some work for me, and he was talking about all kind of religions. He's saying, this religion is older than Christianity. And I waited till he finished. I said, no, it's not. I said, before Christ got in a body, he was in the wilderness.
Amen.
Where was Hindu then?
Amen.
I said, the Christ is from everlasting to everlasting.
Amen.
You don't mean that idol worshipers are older than Christ? No. You're just talking about when he got in flesh and blood, but the scripture tells us about idol worshipers before he came in flesh and blood.
Amen.
But the people who were separated unto God were warned not to do the things that the heathens do, he called them. But folks don't believe what the scripture says during the Christmas time. You tell the folks what Jeremiah prophesied. They say, I ain't never knew that was written. But when you tell them what is written, that cutting down a tree, decking it, I say, now what is that? They say, it's a Christmas tree. What else could it be? But you do it anyway. And say, oh, well, when someone dies in sin, I don't care how much prayer you set up. There's no prayer that can go in the ground and change somebody from unholy to holy.
Amen. Amen.
You raise hell and Lord heaven all your natural life, and you're going to go in the ground now and send a message back for somebody to pray to change your estate. There is no changing in the ground.
Amen.
The changing happens now.
Yeah.
If the scripture says, repent, repent. Oh, soul dead can't repent.
Amen.
So they're only going to be righteous. How is a righteous soul in this day going to the ground without God. If you are righteous, you're going to follow what the word said. When it says repent, you're going to repent. If it says be baptized, that's what's being righteous, is you following what the word says. Abraham, it was imputed to him because he did what God said.
Amen.
You don't find no righteous folks that's living a hellish life and all of a sudden, oh, they were righteous because they believed God and they're in the ground now. No, you got righteous because you did what God said.
Amen. Amen.
That's what the scripture says.
Yeah.
Now, if you're holy and you go to the ground, you will be holy still. You can't go in the ground and all of a sudden your problem is fixed because somebody's up there praying. We got a man that went to hell and we got his record. He said, this is a terrible place. Help my family not to come here. He said, I'm tormented day and night. If it was possible, he would say, now, look, help my estate, not family.
Amen.
Stop my torment.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bump the family.
Amen.
That's right.
Change my estate.
Amen.
My family's not tormented. I'm tormented day and night. Yes. Somebody send the prophets to me.
That's right.
Some family. He knew he couldn't change his estate.
Amen.
There was a gulf that was fixed.
Amen.
I'm telling him to send the prophets to his family. Say, bring them to me.
Amen.
No way.
No, sir. Mm-hmm. Amen.
So you got to do it now.
Amen.
You got to do it on this side of giving up the ghost. You got to make sure that your record is clear.
Yes.
That have I repented of my sins? Yes, Lord. Have I been down in water for the remission of sin using the name? Yea, Lord. Have I received the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues as my evidence, as the Spirit gave me utterance? If you can say yea, Lord, to those, and you say, I contended steadfastly for what was preached unto me, when you get there, there is no being thrown out.
Amen.
You can go to the ground and you don't care about nothing because you say, when the trump sounds, I'm going to get up.
Amen.
There is no torment for you. My God is rest for the soul. That said, I had a fight on the right hand. Every day I had a fight on the right and left and front and back. But I made it because I persevered over all of it. Because I knew God was able. And kept saying God was able. I knew he was in me, moving me day by day, giving me the strength day by day. That Holy Ghost gave me strength day by day to press over the trials of the life. Because he's going to make sure I get saved. And it gave me help. When moments I want to give up, my God, he strengthens me right then. He said, I send the eagles. And I'm thankful for it. If it wasn't for God, I would have threw in a towel long ago. Because some things are hard. Some things are truly hard to get over. But I tell you, God has strengthened me. Because you wonder where he is. When the pain of life is so hard, it's worse than a pain in the body. But I tell you the truth, he gives you the strength to keep on moving. Why? Because the scripture come to you. Said, I give you rest. Because you're weary, I'll give you rest. For your soul and the Holy Ghost begin to strengthen you.
Amen. Thank God.
And the physician look at you and don't want to know, how did you get well? The Lord touched me. How did you find deliverance? The Lord brought me out. My God, you don't give the physician no kind of praise or nothing. You say, I thank God that he came by and touched me. My God, when you're falling and bleeding and don't know how you're going to make it, fumbling over stuff. And my God, you just go and say, Jesus, when you know you're going, you're on your way down. You know you're going to fall. The mind comes, Jesus, on the way down. And you get up, Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord. Start talking to the Lord. And the physician start looking at the body and you worrying about the soul. Saying, Lord, you got to help me endure this now. You got to touch me. And he come by when he feels like it. And give you a little ease. And the mind don't go too far from saying, you know, I noticed you. And let me thank you. Let me thank you how you just I thank you. Because the scripture gives us this, that let the others go on. But I'm going to turn around and say I'm grateful because of what I noticed.
Amen.
No chastening is wonderful while you're going through it. But when you get the victory over it and the Lord see that you're going to continue, that's a marvelous thing.
Amen.
So I just want to tell you, believe on the Lord as the scripture says.
Amen.
If you want to be saved, follow what the scripture says. And follow our customs, what we do. We don't do funerals.
Amen.
If we die to hear holy, when the Lord comes for us, we'll get on up holy.
Amen.
Ain't no need to parade nobody up and down the street, throwing flowers all over the place and falling out, saying, I want to go with you and all that. If you want to go, let them bury you too. Since the grave is already open, you get in there too.
Amen.
And you'll come to a conclusion when that dirt get to your nose, you'll get up.
Amen. That's the truth.
But where is Christ, my friend? You're so busy worried about what kind of funeral you're going to have. So busy worried about how much the casket is going to cost. And the soul in there don't cost nothing. It's on the way to hell. Couldn't even get 2 pennies for it. Now it's dirt. But where is Christ? Before you get to the ground. What does the scripture say? Believe on the Lord. If the scripture says it, believe it. And I'm going to go right on back to my window. I'm going to pray again. It's a marvelous thing when you see the handiwork of God. And you must understand that the flesh is the child of the woman that's in bondage. You being born again of the Spirit is the child of the free woman. And that is a child of promise. That God said to Abraham, in thy seed shall all nations be blessed.
Amen.
And we are blessed.
Yes.
But there will always be a fight between the bondswoman, because it's the flesh, and that free woman, which is the spirit.
Amen.
And if you believe what the scripture says, get Galatians for me. But you must understand that flesh is going to war against the spirit. But thank God the Spirit is going to give you life. Because God died so that you could get the victory.
Yes.
Saying you're going to live a righteous life is just not talk here.
Amen.
We must understand that there was prophecy prophesied what was going to happen to the church. And they were going to go against everything that they had ever been taught. Now we are fulfilling it.
Amen.
Somebody said, man, they got a hearse down at the church. He said, what church? They don't even go to church. But they remember what we were taught as children. Say, what?
Amen.
So that says something for them, that the word of the Lord has been spoken against them because they've gone contrary. Now, you can't go contrary. You got to go in a brighter light, get brighter and brighter in God. Say, I want to thank God. Well, that enmity has been removed. My God, there's no fight between me living holy now and the seed. I don't want nothing that the serpent had. His head has been bruised. It's over now. I can live holy. I can live a righteous life now. But there's always going to be a fight between that bondswoman and the free woman. Flesh and the spirit. The flesh don't want to do what the scripture says. Why would the flesh want to do what the scripture says? Be baptized. The flesh say, for what? Spirit say, oh, to clean yourself so the Lord can come and live with you. Ah, that's not essential. The flesh will always want to go contrary. Say, well, the Lord said, don't touch the tree. Say, it looked good. Go get it. Now you got to hide from God.
Amen.
Flesh and the spirit. So if the scripture says it, the scripture gives you life.
Amen.
It is a spirit. He said, oh, the word is spirit.
Amen.
And it gives you life. When you go in and say, well, oh, that's what the word said. That's what God is.
Amen.
That's who God is.
Amen.
Do you have Galatians?
Yes.
For it is written, 4th chapter, 27th.
27th verse.
Yes.
For it is written.
For it is written.
Rejoice.
See here again. It's telling you. It's written in the word.
Amen. Rejoice. Thou.
You can't come up with something, say, well, the Trinity. Where is it written?
Amen.
Where is it written that there are three gods? The scripture says there's one.
Amen.
This anointed one started out saying again, it is written. Rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry that thou travailest not, for the desolate have many more children than she which hath a husband. Now we brethren, as Isaac was, are the children a promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so is it now. It's not going to change. Flesh going to fight the spirit. You say, I want to live holy. You're going to find as many enemies. They're going to come up out of the dirt. They're going to find you when you say it. I want to live holy. Yes. Nevertheless.
That saith the scripture.
The scripture says.
That saith the scripture.
Yes.
Cast out the bondwoman.
The scripture didn't say cast out the bondwoman.
And her son.
Cast out all her seed.
For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heirs with the son of the free woman.
The flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
But so if you're born again, you can. Because that is a child of the spirit, of the free.
So then, brethren. We are not children of the bondwoman.
We don't want them that don't want the word.
But of the free.
We want them that want the freedom of what the word gives.
Amen.
That's who we want to associate with. That's who we want in our homes and on the phone and, you know, around us when there's trouble that you can say, look, pray for me.
Amen.
You don't want nobody headed inside the temple to pray and they're bareheaded as I don't know what. Headed coming into church with pants on.
Amen.
Now, you let the men start walking into church with dresses. We have a church, and all the brothers going to say we're going to make our outfits look like the women, with long as 8 inches, because y'all like just a little standard. So all your brothers, all your dresses got to be at least 8 inches. And take your fly to the right, then it's not really a woman's skirt, it's a man's skirt. And then we get our little blouses and put our little frills around, and then we're going to walk into church. What you going to say about all the brothers? Something wrong with every brother. But not only have they lost their mind, something wrong with them. But the world made it easy for the women when they kept doing it and kept doing it and kept doing it, they say, oh, we'll just accept it. But the scripture say it's abomination for you to wear something that pertaineth to a man. It didn't say pants. It pertaineth to the man. But that's what the scripture says. But the world don't want to live by what the scripture says. They want to do what they want to do. That's the flesh. We ain't doing that. I want to be able to straddle my legs like the man. I want to be able to wear a suit and tie to work because I'm just as important as he is. That's the flesh. The spirit of the thing is says, now, brothers, don't come in with dresses. Because not only are you going to be a little funny, you're going to be something wrong with you. And how Paul preached, he said, now even the world wouldn't accept such a thing. The world won't accept a woman being bald. I don't care how much they do that, y'all won't accept a woman shaving all of her hair. Something don't look right about that. Y'all still won't accept that. He said, but if a woman will not cover her head and pray, he said she should shave it all off and be shamed. The world would still say, ooh, maybe she didn't want to cover her head to pray, so she just shaved off all her hair. Say, well, look, I ain't got to pray. But he went to the world to what they would accept.
Amen.
If the scripture says do something, let's do what the scripture says. Amen. Let's not try to find a way around the scripture. Because when you get what the scripture says, you find out you have the Holy Ghost. With the Holy Ghost, you now have power. And with that power, your name then is written in heaven. Amen. So therefore, don't try to pray family members who died. Don't try to pray them free. You're wasting your breath. They had a second companion while the first one was living. You're trying to figure out whether they baptized in Jesus' name. You're trying to figure out, say, oh, the Holy Ghost wouldn't let me say they didn't receive the Holy Ghost. You know they didn't. All of a sudden, our amnesia set in. Because you're trying to figure out a way to save them. Salvation is not up to you. You better hope and pray to God you save yourself. The scripture says save yourself. Isn't that something? When you are in the house of sorrow, that's the place where you can get a hold of God. Yes. It is not a place to go look to blame somebody. For what? God has the power. If somebody come in and shoots up somebody, look, it's the will of God concerning the thing. Yes. You then got to pick yourself up and say, Lord, amen, in all of my appointed time, there has to be a change. Amen. And in the midst of all of that, what did the scripture say? He said, the Lord said, I will avenge. Amen. He said, did you hear what the unjust judge said? You don't think I'm better than that? I said, sure you are. When? I know what it said. Amen. When? Can I see some of it? I'm like the wife that says, my husband said, I ain't going to hit you no more, honey. Give me a kiss. I already got one black eye. He said, I'm not going to hit you no more, baby. Let me see. Because when I see his hand draw up, I don't care if he gets scratches back of his ear. If I see the head come up, I'm going to act like some. I'm nervous. Y'all know how it is. Yeah. But the Lord said he's faithful. Amen. Believe on the Lord as to what the scripture said. And then he said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of water. Amen. I believe his word in the 7th chapter of John. The 38th verse, he said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said,
out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Yes.
But this speak he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive.
He was talking about the Holy Ghost.
For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified.
But now he has been. Amen. And the scripture also says that if you hear my words, then you're of God if you do them. But if you cannot hear them, he said, this gospel then is hid from you. So when we ask the world to repent and be baptized, just do the thing. That's what the scripture says to do. So when you meet the Lord, you'll say, Lord, I've done all that you've written in your word for me to do. And he can't have any adverse thing to do to you if you say, I did that. Say, when I was sick, I called on your name. And I waited for a minute or two, and then you didn't come, so I got an aspirin. I gave you a moment. You said you would come in the nick of time. But you can't tell the Lord that. No. Say, Lord, help me is right. Amen. So let's be faithful. And let's pray one for another. Because what I have before the Lord now, what is a feeble mind that I got to comfort? Because the church always believed, if you're out of your mind, you're full of the devil. Everywhere in the scripture, somebody, that man up there running around in the rocks naked, he was out of his mind because the devil was in him. The devil wouldn't let the man do right. When Jesus came, the devil took the man's voice. Say, I know you. And Jesus said, I know you too. Come out of the man. Amen. And you know the devil is not going to leave quiet. He's not going to leave you intact. He's going to tap on the way out. Because he's mad as I don't know what. He's not going to leave stuff nice, and the devil going to tell. You know how it is when you love somebody and they gave you something and you get mad at them, you tell what they gave you. You're full of the devil. Because if you say full of the devil, that means everything. I mean, there's no place. I said, now if you're full of the devil, just say, ain't no place clean. But that's our speech from our parents, is you're just full of the devil. I don't know. I don't even know how I got the Holy Ghost, because many times in my youth, I was just full of the devil. I don't know how I ever got the Holy Ghost. You're just full of the devil. You know when we do something wrong? Parents say, you're just full of the devil. I don't know how I pushed him out, but thank God I did. And now I'm full of God. Amen. But it was a speech that Christ gave him. He said, you know, the devil was a liar from the beginning. Amen. The truth is not in him. But that man in that condition couldn't do right because he was full of the devil. Amen. Legions of them. Amen. But you know how much sense a pig had? Say, before we let you live in us, we'll kill ourselves. Amen. Ain't no word against us killing ourselves. Amen. Right down the hill they went. Violently. Amen. All just jumped in. One man and a herd of pigs. The devil and one man, and the devils that was in that one man filled a herd of pigs.
Calendar of events for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith.
The 70th National Youth Conference, July 7th through July 14th, 2019, at 3700 Call Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210.
The 84th National Convention, Centennial 100th Year Celebration, August 22nd through September 2nd, 2019. The location will be announced.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.
Bishop Patterson inviting you to listen weekly at this radio station at the same time for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. You may write to me at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023.